Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And a good Friday evening here in Lansing. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Yes, she is back. Thank you for joining me, Desi. And we're going to be together a couple times a week at least. So on today's program, should all women and girls have access to Plan B? That's an emergency contraceptive without a prescription. The Obama administration says nope. I'll be talking to advocates on both sides of this story. And over a dozen horses in Washtenaw County found almost starved to death. Two were found dead this week. How did this happen, and what can be done to make sure it doesn't happen again? We'll talk about that. But first, it's now sitting on the governor's desk, and with one signature, the domestic partners of public workers in Michigan may no longer have access to the insurance of their partners, although now Governor Snyder says he wants to have university employees exempt. To talk about what's likely to happen next, I'm joined by the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative from Granville, Dave Ajima. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing fine.
Let me get your reaction right away to my understanding that the governor will veto this legislation if university employees are not excluded. What is your reaction to that news?
Well, he can do what he wants to do. My reaction is the reason for the bill in the first place is the fact that in 2004, the people of the state of Michigan voted for the Defense of Marriage Act, which says a marriage is between a man and a woman. And in 2005, the Attorney General just had an opinion that you can't give same-sex unmarried benefits to public employees. In 2008, Supreme Court ruled the same. So what happened here is, as soon as this administration came in, then you had the state employees union and so forth all said they were going to basically get this this benefit, which is technically against the law, and it's going to be a cost. And these costs will go up exponentially as time goes on. Just because they will, like they always do when you get more people on any kind of benefit program. And I think if the people that are objecting to this want to change this, then what they should do is get a referendum, have the people of the state of Michigan vote on like they did in 2004.
Now, just to clarify, are you saying that this was found to be unconstitutional, allowing for same-sex benefits for domestic partner benefits for public employees?
Correct, because you had the 2004 ruling and you had 2005 Attorney General opinion in his Supreme Court rule that public employees were not entitled to same-sex unmarried benefits. Yet, in the public arena and the public employees, they started to receive them. So what this bill actually does is clarify that and say, no, you're not going to do that because it's against those issues. So that was passed through the House and passed through the Senate.
I see. Although I guess if the governor wants at least a university employee exemption, that means he's viewing the constitutional issue differently then.
Well, yeah, and that's a question. You know, you get three lawyers in a room, you're going to have confusion no matter what happens because they're all going to disagree and push for their own agenda there. That can be decided by the courts and through the lawyers and so forth whether that's the case or not. But basically, under the existing bill, which was actually helped written by the executive branch, basically says if they're involved with PARA, which is the Public Employees Relations Act, then they would be covered under that exemption. So we'll wait to see what happens. We'll wait to see what the courts decide on that. If he signs it, we'll see what happens in the future.
What is the procedure, I wonder now? If the governor wants this exemption made, would the bill have to be restructured completely and brought back to him with that exemption if you were to have him sign it, which he says he won't until that's done?
Well, I don't know what his plan would be because that bill's already been changed from what I originally wrote to what the administration wanted. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know how this is all going to pan out. It's up to him. But we have, you know, you got a lot of public support for this, obviously, and we got a lot of support within both the House and the Senate for this. So, I can't tell what he's going to do. All I know is on my side stands the law, and the fact that it's a cost that the state cannot keep eating because we just don't have the money to pay for what we have now. We have billions of dollars unfunded mandates for health care and retirements and so forth for the state, and this is just going to compound that problem.
Was there any idea of how much money it costs the state for the...
Well, I mean, it depends on who you're... This has just started in some of the agencies, but If you're going to look at a university, for example, I believe it was University of Michigan had about 600 people on this already. And I think that was somewhere between 1.5, 1.7 million, but that's just going to continue to grow and get bigger and bigger. And the question is, do the people in the state of Michigan want to pay for these benefits through their tax dollars? That's the question. And I think they've spoken in 2004 and then with the other rulings. I think the answer to that probably was no. So the question is, going in the future, if you want to change that, just get another referendum and ask the people.
I'm talking to a Republican state representative, Dave Ajima. When it comes to, you know, the larger argument of whether there should be benefits granted to outside of the constitutional factor to domestic partners, so groups that are specifically concerned are those that represent gays and lesbians. And they say that this really targets them directly because, unlike other couples, they are not able to get married. And to then receive those benefits. I mean, are they right to feel that it does put them in this unavoidable situation?
Well, again, the question should be, I mean, what has the law been, and what has the rule of law been for the last 200 years in the United States, and what have the people voted on? So, I mean, what they're asking for right now is based on what the people have voted on, what the Supreme Court has ruled. They want an exception to that rule. So they're asking for something special that doesn't exist in law today. So I would turn that over on that and flip that over and say you're asking for special rights that don't exist in the state of Michigan today.
One thing that is often brought up is that all major corporations in the U.S. that hire the best and the brightest have policies that do allow for healthcare coverage of domestic partners. If the cost savings were not a factor, would you support retaining a policy that includes our public workers and their domestic partners?
Well, I put the bill in because I don't support it. And you got to remember, a private entity can do whatever they want to do. I mean, that's up to whatever they want to do. But when you're dealing with the public money and the public trust, and then again, going back to what the public has passed and the rulings that we've had, that they're illegal to do, and you shouldn't do it, that's where we're at right now. So I'm saying that this is a cost we can't afford, and it's against the law at the present time. So I'm sticking with the law. I'm just abiding by it. And that's what I'm supposed to do as a legislator. And that's what I swore to defend the Constitution of the state of Michigan. And that's what I'm doing when I put this bill in.
Only a couple of minutes left. I do want to ask you about unemployment benefits, because as of the end of this month, Michigan workers will basically have 5 months of coverage, just this 20 weeks of state unemployment benefit coverage. Is that really enough right now?
Well, the question is, it's never enough. There's been a lot of people that when the company wants them to work for a certain amount of money, or they don't want to get off because they want to get their unemployment benefits because they can make more in unemployment than they can the job that was offered or that they can get. Most of them want to wait until they're off from unemployment, then they'll go ahead and try to take the job. And there's got to be an end to it. I mean, you got too many people taking and not enough people paying in taxes in the state of Michigan. So when that gets close to 50-50, we're going to have major, and we're already having major problems, and that's why the Snyder administration, I think rightfully so, when he took over, made it a priority to watch what our spending is going to be and cut spending wherever we could. And I've been on appropriations now for 5 years, and I can go into almost any budget in the state and find waste, fraud, and abuse, and that's always been my goal, so that we don't have to tax the people and there'll be more jobs available.
Republican State Representative Dave Ajima from Granville, thank you very much for joining me. Hopefully we'll talk again soon when we have a little
more
time.
Have a good day.
Thank you.